Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it, welcome to it. It is 4 minutes past 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, which means it's time for the Capital wrap-up right here on Cliff Central. Yeah, man, what's good?
Hi, Cap.
How are you?
Who are you talking to?
Jeez, guys, am I in the studio alone? Like, who else would I be talking to? Hold on, your mic's not even on. You see,
you're exactly.
You're shouting. What up?
Exactly. How are you gonna say what's up? My mic ain't even on, B.
Because I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking
No, you didn't say a name. You looked at both of us and you were like,
no,
"What's
I
up,
Cat?" I did not look
Monty,
at you.
Monty,
I can confirm
I
that
looked
I
looked at both of us.
No, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I got an eyewitness.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm good. Thanks for asking, Cap.
Now that I'm asking you, Kat, how are you, Kat?
I'm alright, and you, my boy.
I'm alright. I don't really care how you are, to be honest.
Actually, you know what? Just get into the news, nigga.
I'm on the new music front, man. Blaze put out a brand new single featuring Moneo and Lebu Lukewarm. I haven't heard the joint. It's called Dwagala. The reason I had that awkward sound in my voice is because, like,
Lebu Lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
but
look.
There was a time where I heard he was rapping.
He was rapping.
And
was
I was
rapping.
Like, alright. You know, and like that was when that whole him and Smashers thing like started.
What him and Smashers thing?
Like he went on Vuzu. He had like the segment on Vuzu and like he was saying like, nah, I think certain people who have the limelight right now, you know, they don't deserve it and all that stuff.
So
you
said Smashers.
And he said Smashers.
Wow.
And then I was like, yo, okay.
Wow.
But
okay, one thing that I can definitely say is Smashers can definitely out-rap Lebu Lukewarm. Like, definitely.
Yeah,
like, it's not.
I've never even heard Lebu rap.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple of his joints. But
how are they?
They're cool.
They're cool?
Be honest.
I heard a couple of his joints. I didn't mess with them. I remember he had like an EP or a mixtape.
I don't know, but I know he had the one even had the video where he was in the whip. And the, I doubt you guys have seen it, but anyway. That's an interesting combination. Blaze, Moneo, and Lukewarm. Moneo, I don't know. She had a bit of shine, and then she's kind of died out now. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, man.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Ayo, Chi-Chi, listen, okay? We sorted that out. Thank you.
Okay, but like now, you didn't put anything into context.
Sorry, share it with us.
All right. I just got a tweet. Well, I just got a tweet from Chi-Chi, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, greet before you start shouting at Cap. I'm gonna tell you this every week, but Chi-Chi, he didn't say anything to me. Like, he didn't say anything to Monty, you know what I mean?
But
shout
out Chi-Chi. Shout out Chi-Chi. But yeah, back to the track. Lebu's the homie, so like, good luck to him.
Definitely good luck, but I'm just saying, in the past I haven't been impressed, so
neither.
Yeah. Gosh.
Well, I've never heard him, so I can't necessarily be impressed.
More new music. Stogie T, the artist formerly known as T from the V, formerly known as Doomy from the Volume, formerly known as Doomy, has put out two brand new singles, namely Diamond Walk and Big Dreams.
They're so hot,
featuring Tweezy. I went to the launch on Friday, and I walked in as he was performing Diamond Walk.
They're insane.
So I haven't heard the songs in full, but Diamond Walk sounded pretty
that day,
strong.
The day that they dropped, those two tracks dropped.
Yeah.
I was like, I took walks for no reason just to listen to it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
That's
like,
old school.
No, man, for real. Because, like.
Walks and shit?
dog, for real. Like,
where you walking
I can't, to? I can't process a song without, like, not walking.
Wow.
Like, for real. Walking or driving? That's how I process my music.
The driving, I
you
get.
You know what
the
I mean?
Walking, damn.
No, walking, walk. guys, you gotta get. Guys, you need to start walking, eh?
From old school.
Yeah, hella old school.
But like, I was, you know, I was thinking like, the way Doomy is like a hip hop Darwin.
Okay, go on.
Do you know what a Darwin is, right?
I know Darwin the guy, Charles Darwin.
Yeah, Charles Darwin. Yeah. His theory.
Okay.
Right. Now you call it the Darwin of hip hop, not the person, but the theory.
Okay.
Like where he adapts at such an like insane rate, you know what I mean? Like he adapts so much to modern day hip hop every single time, you know what I mean? And you have guys from 2003 that people thought were going to be around forever and nobody ever took threw me into consideration at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like now everybody realized that damn,
I'm gonna have to
Thumi's always been around.
Throw a spanner in the works though. Like how when you say around, what does that mean? Like if I have resources to just record music and put it out, like
anyone No. I'm talking about
you guys a home studio.
Talking about not being discounted in terms of whatever sound is there at that time. You know what I mean?
Alright. You're allowed to have your opinion.
That's so condescending, dog. What are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm saying wants to know more new music. AKA is putting out the DreamWorks video tomorrow. I've seen the previews and the previews look hella.
I trust it.
Yeah,
you know
what?
No, I haven't seen the previews, but I saw the screenshot at the end of the previews, like where they write down, you know, like in the movies, like directed by
Well,
now
that shit
and
looks like a movie.
It's directed by Adrian Lowe.
Yeah,
and he's the guy. He's the same guy
that does Ricky's shit.
That does Ricky's shit.
Yeah.
And he also directed more. Stilo Makolita's video.
Yeah.
Like that video, I thought that was like one of the best videos I've seen in a long time.
More video.
Yeah, the more video.
It was cool.
It was so dope.
Yeah, so that should be dope. I also saw the previews, like the whole movie thing. And I saw it on TV. Should be dope.
Looking dope, man. WTF are putting out a new brand new song called Usbusiso featuring DJ Tira. And apparently this song is about blesses. I don't know when it's coming out, but I know it's coming out.
That's
the
common theme these days. So,
like this blessed thing is getting out of hand.
It's crazy.
I can't say I'm shocked, to be honest, man.
Yeah, but I mean, AK's one time was about blesses, you know. So
I guess
one time for the blessed.
Younga put out a brand new single last week as well on Friday called Not Enough. I think it's a nice joint, man. I haven't heard Younga on his own in a while.
Mm.
You know, so that was quite refreshing. Look out for that. Stilo Makolita also put out a new single. It's actually on the Cameron Diaz mixtape, but he's officially put it out as a single. The song is called Bobby.
Wait, Cameron Diaz mixtape? That's the name of his mixtape?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Damn, dog, you're on the
what
Capital
you
Wrap Up and
what
you
don't
know that?
What are you thinking?
No, I was just, you know, when you said Cameron Diaz, it threw me off a little bit.
Oh.
AB Crazy has put out a brand new single as well, called Nobody. I actually saw the activity online today. I haven't heard the joint just yet. Make sure you check that out. PH Superman, PH Raw X, not PH the DJ, has put out a single featuring AKA off of his album From Gianni With Love. The song is called Deca.
Is it out?
Yeah, it's out. What, the album or the single?
The single.
Yeah.
Oh, you put it out. Yeah. So is the album like on iTunes or something? Or?
Yeah. It's out. Yeah, album's been out for a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, is it free download?
This nigga trying to get his Datafile host on.
Nah, buy the music, fam.
He's trying to get his Datafile host on and
shit. Yo, I always buy the shit, yo. I always buy local. Actually, I buy everything.
So you didn't buy the PH album?
No, I didn't because
I thought you buy everything. You just said
I'm saying
buy
I buy
everything.
All albums that I want to buy.
Okay, cool. Sharp. Say it like that. Books from Better Gang is also putting out a brand new single called Gangsta Party. I saw the artwork for that.
You see now. Are they together or they're not together? Is he alone or is he not alone?
But remember when we had them on the show, they said Better Gang is not a group.
So it was just a movement.
Yeah, so they had the tape that they did together, but it was never a group. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. El Tito put out a brand new video for Oh No, the joint with WTF. I love that joint, I love that joint, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. Last week,
how's the video?
It's dope. Clean stuff.
Is that the one with the I-8 in the joints?
Yeah, in the desert and shit.
Yeah, in the desert.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Check it out.
As promised last week, DJ Slick is putting out his brand new single this Friday called Mercy, featuring Ricky Rick, Questa, Reason, and Taiwanda. And yeah, man, I promise you guys that today I'll be playing the exclusive of that. Never been heard before on radio. So just after the news, I'm going to play you that brand new DJ Slick. Look out for it. It comes out on Friday.
The homie got taken off that verse, son.
Yeah, ooh, man. Tuli Stark was supposed to be on the joint.
And then what happened?
He got taken off.
Why?
I don't know why.
A Slick, fam.
Yeah.
No, I'll make a call.
It's actually too late. Like, there's no call you can make.
What do you mean?
Coming out.
No, I know the song's coming out. I just want to know why.
right.
I'm sure, surely the people want to know why too.
Yo, man, you like being controversial.
I'm not trying to be controversial. I just want
to
know.
You let us know
right
next
now.
Week, right?
I just want to know. I just want to know.
Are you going to let us know next week, his answer?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's your homework, dog. Yeah. That's your homework.
My homework. So, how you going to give me homework?
Old school going to come back and tell us how he got third of the joint. Go overseas for some news, man. Lil Wayne is officially no longer in settlement talks with Cash Money. So Cash Money owe him a shitload of money from the Carter Five, an advance as well as money for completing the album.
Guys, when are we? So, now I want my Carter Five, dog. Can we just complete?
Okay, but can I finish telling the story?
Oh, my bad.
Is that okay?
My bad.
Thank you.
It's frustration.
So they were in talks, and then when the Formation Tour, when Beyonce's Formation Tour hit Miami, Lil Wayne was out there hanging out with Birdman's enemies, I guess, Rick Ross and Trick Daddy, and that kind of threw things off balance. And this past weekend, Lil Wayne was doing a show out in Denver, and he was like, fuck Cash Money.
Sweat.
So things obviously went sour. So
has he left Cash Money?
Well, he's signed to them.
He's signed to them, dog. He's contractually obliged.
He got that forever deal or what?
Yo, man, because where was he? Birdman, I think, when he was speaking to Angie Martinez, he was like, yo, they ain't going nowhere. So I think it's that.
He's holding on for dear life, dog. That's where the money is.
Craig Mack popped up once again, and he was rapping in church this time. He was out in a small town. I forgot what the town was called, but it was like a small farming community, and he was out there rapping in church. So
here's
like,
the new flavor in your ear.
No, he wasn't rapping that. Like Christian bars.
It's Christian like bars. It's
coloring
books. Verses on verses on verses.
Eminem is now selling bricks. Eminem is now selling bricks. I don't know if you guys have heard.
I just wanted to ask, why did you say he's selling
okay,
bricks?
Okay, can I?
Yeah,
get
like cause that threw me off, dog.
He's actually selling bricks.
Like bricks, as in build it.
So this is what's happening, right? He's re-releasing the Marshall Mathers LP on cassette, right? Mm-hmm. And going along with this re-release, you pay $350, you get the cassette tape, you get a T-shirt, you get a dog tag, and you get a brick from the house that's in the picture of the Marshall Mathers LP. The house was it was burnt, like it survived a fire and then was demolished.
Imagine, dog.
2003. So they're selling bricks, 700 bricks from that house.
How much a brick?
$350. You get the cassette. This guy doesn't listen to me when I speak, right?
It's in the package. But damn him, because who the hell still has a cassette player?
Yo, man, like I just want the brick, to be honest. I think that brick would be
really?
So sweet.
Really?
You guys
really
wouldn't want that brick.
Nah. For what?
Oh,
for
and,
what?
And something that's also epic as well, the dog tags that he's making, he's using wood from the actual house to make those dog tags.
That's a bit swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just as swag as the brick.
No,
what
am I going to do with the brick? When a honey asks you when she comes to the crib, like, oh, Cap, why do you have a brick in your room?
And then you say, don't worry. It's
from the
Eminem's
Marshall album cover, baby.
She's going to look at you like, Negro, please. Okay.
Like, she's going to put her panties back up, fam.
Like, you know what I mean?
This
like,
nigga crazy.
She's going to get dry so quickly. Like, oh, hell no.
He is Stan.
What the hell? Bunchy's on a roll today.
He's on fire today. I won't lie. So Drake has overtaken Justin Bieber as the most streamed artist of all time.
Is this all platforms?
I mean, streaming's only been around for a couple of years. I just had to make it sound sensational. Yeah,
Niggas are about to be like, wow, for real?
And with that said, Views has been streamed over 500 million times.
Damn.
It's been streamed 572 million times as things stand right now.
So
that's crazy.
My nigga Drizzy Drake Rogers, fam.
Yeah, shout out to Drake for that, man.
Oh, Briman.
And on some shit that I want to say, I told you so too.
I know what's coming. Yeah, you right.
So a couple of
I'm
going
to take
ago,
it like Meek. I'm going to take it.
Take the L, good.
A couple of weeks ago, we broke the news that Soulja Boy had just tweeted that he had signed a 400 million rand deal, right? And we spoke about it, and I told these guys, More especially old school. I tell old school, I'm like, yo, this nigga is lying. He's claiming there's no way you got 400. You got 400 mil, man.
And they told us, dog, in the worst way. Hey, like, and like the thing is, the CEO of the CEO was like, nah, B, I don't know why he told you guys that.
Dog, here's the quote. He's like, he really kind of jumped the gun.
Yeah.
The deal is capped at 400 million, and it's based on a forward-thinking valuation of the company. He's young, he's 25 years old, he got really excited and tweeted something that he probably shouldn't have tweeted. He was getting a lot of pressure from within the entertainment community, so he wanted to put a statement out. Obviously, the company's market cap is at 51.8 million. There's no way they could cut a 400 million deal.
Yes. Damn.
And I tagged him in a video during the week. And I was like, cat, I'm saying.
I told you that nigga was lying, man. Floyd Mayweather's daughter had a sweet 16th this past weekend, and it was crazy.
Yo,
man.
Must have been crazy.
Dog, Drake dog. And Future were out there performing.
Imagine.
Justin Bieber sent a video birthday wish. She got a G-Wagon at 16 years old.
Yes. What? Like,
dog, it was just crazy, man. It was just lit.
If
man.
That show was still around,
yeah, she would have shut it down.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
she for shut real. It down.
Nah. But did you see Timbaland's Sons one?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, the
Timbaland's
show-
Sons one was even more hype because they had like 8 artists, dog. You had Missy Elliott, Lil Wayne, dog.
I feel you, dog. But it's like,
but I think, in their prime.
But I also think that if this was on TV, Floyd Mayweather would have stepped it up.
Yeah.
You know what
true,
I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, you got to throw a little extra on it just to shine on TV.
I see what you said. You know
put
I mean?
Some respect on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So the gun used by George Zimmerman to kill Trayvon Martin was sold for 6 digits. Firstly, I think it's disgusting that they would even auction this. I think it's even more disgusting that someone would pay so much money. And something else that I find disgusting is the fact that George Zimmerman said he was honored and humbled to announce the sale of this firearm, man.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Bringing things back home a bit. Yeah, well, I guess we kind of already covered this. T from the V changes his name to Stogie T. And yeah.
Is this a permanent thing, or is it like?
Yeah, it's a permanent thing. His name is now Stogie.
I'm not calling him that.
I won't lie. Like, I'm not gonna be like, "Ayo, Stogie."
I'm not calling him that.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. That's his new name, and yeah, man. We are gonna be hanging around with Maraza a bit later on today on the show. In fact, on the other side of this music, but as I said, as promised, the brand new DJ Slick featuring Ricky Rick, featuring Questa, featuring Reason. This is called Mercy. Let's get it!
CliffCentral.com.
So as promised, that was the brand new DJ Slick featuring Questa, Reason, Ricky Rick, and Ty Wonder. It's called Mercy.
That's
it
that
drops
fire,
this
son.
Friday. And yo, man, we just got to do this.
I know it's that fire, but yeah. It's that fire. I won't lie. It was hella.
We got a message right here coming from 15, sorry. The Capital wrap up finally, man. I love the show. I'm out here killing my 9 to 5, and when it's 3 o'clock, everything stops. Shout out to y'all niggas. Love y'all. Pause. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, man.
Make sure you get in touch with us. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us. You can WeChat us, and that's Cliff Central. But right now, as promised, we're gonna be hanging with Maraza.
Can I just say, yo, Maraza came in squad deep.
Yo, dog.
He keeping it rap right
you
now.
Know you know what's so crazy?
You got the photographer. You know, you got the manager. You got the protege, Jay. You know what I mean? Yo, it's crazy right now.
I won't lie, dog. I'm on my way out, like, trying to get some water. Hey, man. Hey, there's this line, dog. Like, I got a guest list.
Yo, I think these niggas pretty much handle the intro for you.
Hey. What's up, bitches?
Oh, dog, you gonna call us bitches?
Imagine. Oh, no, sure.
It's rap.
No, Mara, you gonna call us bitches?
Well,
no, dog. Liberating, you came squad deep, Mara.
Listen, I got more people than you, so what's up? I'm pulling up on you.
This is for real.
Are you done or you finished?
Listen to this nigga.
Nice one.
Yo, but let me tell you about the line outside when we're trying to get in.
Yeah.
Hey man, they wouldn't even let us in the club, yo.
What are you saying?
Like a couple weeks ago, they wouldn't let me in the club. Wow. So now, whenever we go in, me and my niggas, we treat every place like there's a bouncer there. And we can call.
Yeah. Just in case, like, you bump into some trouble.
Just in case, like, we just go in there. Shout out to whoever stole my camera at Kantari. I want it back.
Oh, so it was, well, is that Kantari? The club?
No, no, no. They let us in there, but then they took my camera.
No, but which club? Like,
you can name and shame here. You
name and shame, dog. We don't care. No. You called us bitches. You can name and shame.
I don't call you. I was saying hello.
To who?
Oh,
to
would you have ran? I said, good evening, my fair gentleman.
No, say what's up, niggas? What's up, bitches?
There's girls. Oh, damn it. Then that means I called girls.
Exactly.
You are setting me the fuck
you're
up.
Setting you
up,
yo.
This nigga.
Don't fall into the trap.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Kamalabu Maraza. I'm out here on Cliff Central. The single is called Guan. We out here doing the damn thing.
It's
the
true.
Album is called Blind. The EP is called AM.
It's
33,000 downloads. The biggest song in the country. If you don't believe it, you're a hater. And it's only true. Bitch niggas hate on this nigga.
I guess that's the interview then. Thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah. I still want my GoPro, but we can move on.
Yo, man, I'm gonna take it back, GoPro. Right? I'm gonna take it back. That's the camera they stole. Come on, keep up.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I know, man. Oh. Like
now, I only have like says two GoPro. Left.
Oh shit, flex.
Okay. Flex, dog. Line up the flex.
All right, cool, dog. So I'm gonna take it back, right? For cats who don't necessarily know who Maraza is, right? I remember the first time I ever heard of you. There was this joint, dog. One step in the game, or was it one foot? Yeah, in 1 foot in the game.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was like, okay, this guy is pretty nice. And thanks, then man. You know, you had some other joints. You disappeared. You came back. Who is Maraza? And take us through the process from Maraza then and Maraza, let's say about four years ago.
Maraza is a young rapper all the way from Estanga,
okay,
in the heart of KZN, north of Durban, along the coast, the north coast.
Yeah,
that's where I rap. But everyone says I'm from Durban because it's an easy reference point.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm from Durban. Whatever. I am a music producer. I am a TV producer. I'm a TV writer. I'm a TV presenter. I'm a music composer, music writer. But most importantly, I'm a hip hop entertainer.
Yeah.
I rap. I rap my ass off.
Yeah.
So much. Like all day on a Sunday even.
Yeah.
And I dropped these joints. One of them was called, it was called 1 Foot in the Game.
Yeah.
Which became big. More for fashion reasons than for for rap reasons. Everyone was like, what's up with that coat? I'm like, yo, did you hear the chorus?
Like silver or some shit, right?
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad. Mine wasn't silver. Yeah. Bob's and Dash was silver.
Yeah.
Mine was red, okay? So at least it wasn't a space suit.
Yeah.
And then the second song was called Shelela featuring my guy Deza. Shout out to Deza. I hope you're listening out there. Probably isn't. But shout out Deza. And then I went on and off. Then I was involved with a group called Forefront.
Yeah.
Which was myself, Uncle Stan, MT, and a fourth guy.
Yeah.
And
Why did you just say a fourth guy? Like,
there was a fourth person in the.
So why did you not name this fourth person?
And then we dropped some songs, and then we went on with our lives.
Wait, hold on. So no, you're not going to mention fourth guy? Fourth person?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Okay. Why?
No, he's the fourth one. There were four. What do you need to know?
He's the fourth one.
There were four people. He's fourth, okay?
Clearly he doesn't want to he doesn't want to name this guy. Like,
I forgot his name.
You forgot his name?
Damn.
And you were in the same group?
Clearly.
Wait, is there beef?
And then after
Monty, imagine I forgot your name,
dog. That's what I'm saying. Is there beef?
Imagine
maybe?
I forgot your name.
Is there beef with this fourth guy maybe?
No.
You're not trying to give him shine.
There's no beef. I just like I don't like to say things about people.
Oh wait.
You never know what some people might say. You said like, so I was there, I was late. And I was with Usbu, right? But then Usbu said, you must go. And then someone says, Maraza said he was late and he was with you. Then Usbu's like, you running around telling people that I'm late. You are late because my girlfriend was pregnant.
So it becomes broken telephone.
Very, very.
So rather not say anything at all, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Just call him the fourth guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just the fourth guy. And then we went on. Mm. Surprisingly, now that entire 2 minutes of conversation gave him more mileage than I intended to. Because now everyone wants to know who's the fourth guy.
Yeah,
he's gonna rock up on hand. He's like, "Hey, girl, what's up? Yeah, I'm the fourth guy."
Hey, with a big third leg, and then that's how we should do it. It would be great if he used it like that. So, I think you know, then for a while, I once again tried to do the whole solo thing. But, you know, I think there was an end industry of like, Maraza Siya was.
Yeah.
We saw you. You were coming up when you were just about there. You told us about these two guys and a fourth guy. And then we were like, oh, Maraza, what's going on now? Now you're coming back. You're the one guy now. And then I went on a hiatus like a year and a half ago just to go find myself. I didn't find shit, but I'm back.
What a real nigga. That's some real shit. That's the realest shit I've heard from somebody who said, I went on a hiatus and tried to go find myself.
Nah, I didn't find.
Because usually niggas come back and they're like, deep in shit. Man. Like, yeah, hey, you know, fam. I'm not even about that life no more. You know what I'm saying? Part, like, you know
that's the realest shit I've heard this year.
You know what I realized is that, you know, I was looking for something. I've always been the guy that I am. I've always been, you know, the rapper that I am. I'm better, you know, than me, than some of your favorites as well. Most of your favorites. All of your favorites. And now, all I had to do was just focus on me.
Yeah.
And then, 4 weeks ago, God says, yo, check this out. We get in an accident, me and the squad, all five of these people here, and a sixth and a seventh guy. And then, we crash our taxi, and we almost die. I don't know why he's alive. DJ Sia. Like, we all almost died. But he was supposed to be first.
Wow.
And it was supposed to be gruesome. So we all survived. And from that day, I remember it was a Sunday, we were on our way from Mpumalanga. From that day, we were like, okay, you know what? We're here for a reason, you know? And we started pushing Ikwan harder than we've ever pushed anything before. I mean, thank God I've never given birth, so I can say that.
Yeah.
And then it's growing quicker than any infant could.
Yeah,
you know, and this is Maraza. Maraza is funny. Maraza is fast paced. Maraza is witty. Maraza thinks. Don't even diss me. These niggas don't understand. My comeback game is pretty. Yo, please. I thought you were gonna drop a bomb.
He was like, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
I was like, Cap, I was like, Cap's about to do something. Yeah, oh, you know oh, what shit. I mean? Oh shit. Oh yeah.
shit. So let me ask you something. Please. You used to work for Channel O, right?
Yeah.
Like, what happened with that hair rush? Like, I felt like
that was
head
the first
rush
time
was
I actually heard of you. That was from
yeah,
head rush.
That's how I found out about Maraza.
Yeah, same here.
Like, what like, happened with old. Head rush? I felt like you guys.
You say we're old.
Yeah, if you had DSTV, then I worked for them, and I couldn't see the show.
Yeah. So, I didn't. Are you serious?
So they didn't give you like you a package, like a young.
You ain't have no
young,
ends.
Young discount, DS, and a premium job.
Zero.
So what?
Zero.
You had a hanger at your house, like just trying to get signal.
Yo, he couldn't watch the show. He couldn't watch
it. I would just attach it to my toe, and I'd be sitting on the couch with my hand, just like using my hand as a signal. But working for Channel O was great, man. That show was amazing. I really think I caught it at a bad time.
Yeah,
I think I caught it at a time where, you know, to be honest, hip hop was taking a bit of a dive back then. That's when even Hype magazine started including more people in their covers, more international people in their covers, because they're saying, you know, we're not buying hip hop CDs, we're not selling that much. And then, you know, Channel O didn't focus on the show as much as they should have.
Yeah.
So it got trapped in the era, you know, it died with the era that died in 2012, unfortunately. And I don't think they wanted to continue it now. Look now, if Head Rush was still around, it would be like
it'd
the
be
only,
crazy. It would be insane.
You know?
It
I mean, Turn Up like... is dope, don't get me wrong, but Turn Up is music.
It's music.
Head Rush was culture.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something that we strongly lack.
Yeah.
So, but I think it also could be partly blamed on my dreadlocks. And I look like an imp, just like with a high-pitched voice. So I took it off. Thank God. Every time I show the cops my driver's license, which still looks like my channel, my Mnet staff photo.
Yeah.
It's always like, who is this? And did he force you to use this? And it's just me.
Yo, man. So I was reading some press about you, you know, before you came in, because I like to do research about my guests. And
your homies. This nigga forgot to say we're from the same area.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, no. I'm actually not from KZN. People just think
Wait,
I am.
How?
So I no.
Capital.
How cap?
How fair too?
I have.
How lumchita?
Okay. But we all thought you're from Durban.
Okay.
I've been to your house in Durban.
I thought you were cool.
Okay.
Cap has a crib in Durban.
I'm not gonna clarify.
How cap? Kanjan cap.
Okay, so
Kanjan.
This interview is not about me, but just for clarity's sake, I have never in my life lived in Durban or KZN.
Are you serious?
I am Joburg through and through, born and bred.
No,
my parents grew up in Joburg. My grandparents grew up in Joburg.
Your grandparents are from Joburg.
Okay.
No one's from a very young age.
Absolutely nobody, boy.
You know what? Fuck this. Let's keep it moving.
We got that apartheid money.
Yo, man, we got a message. We got a message from Kudua, but it's some hate mail, so I don't wanna get into it.
Yo, go in.
I'm just going. All right, go cool. Shop. So Kudua here says, ha ha ha. Who's this rapper with the voice that never broke? Is he one of Alvin's chipmunks? Sounds like someone is squeezing a balloon. Can't wait till he rap. It's probably gonna sound like a wasp flyby.
Oh yeah, Kudua. That's probably what you hear at night and you think it's a wasp flyby, but it's this young chipmunk balloon rapper in your mother's bedroom and your grandmother wants to come and tag along.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Damn. We gotta keep it moving.
Wait, can we play a song? I need to gather myself.
You know, I actually figured like this was like such an authentic interview that I'm not gonna get through all these questions that I wanna get through.
Probably not.
So I'm just gonna jump to the questions that I really wanna fuck with, man.
Yeah, let's go.
You put out the Tunnel Vision EP.
Yeah, bro.
How many years ago was that?
Tunnel Vision was a series of albums and EPs.
Yeah.
The first EP was called Peripheral Vision.
Yeah.
And then the album that came after that was
You forgot your album
name,
nigga?
No, I didn't. I just realized I named it wrong. Yeah. It was Smithsonian One, which has very little to do with Vision.
What?
But it was part of the Tunnel Vision series.
All right. And
that was a long time ago. That was 2012 and 2013.
And there was a joint that came out there. I'm a movie.
Yeah.
But now you only put that song out last year as a single.
Nope. I put it out the year before last.
Regardless, it was not the same time.
No, it was way after.
Yeah. Why was there that gap between the two? Because the project came out like a year or two before then, and then you're like, actually, I really like this song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this out as a single.
Let me tell you, I couldn't afford GoPros for a long time.
Yeah.
So I mean,
now you got three.
Hence the flex. Now you have two and a half because I don't.
So when you don't have the money for DSTV or GoPros, many other things.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of do things if and when you can.
Yeah.
So it was between 2012 and 2014, I think. It was a lot of depending on who was willing to do what with me or who was willing to let me do what with them.
Yeah.
So, to be very quite frank and honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm a movie came out by itself, right? I recorded I'm a movie with Mugs and X before Mugs was Cash Time.
Yeah.
And before X was solo on Cash Time.
Yeah.
Right. So it was X was with Smashes and Mugs was doing his thing and I did it. And then people started popping, so people started paying more attention to the song. Now, here I am, bloody idiot chipmunk, saying, I don't want to look like an opportunist, so I'm not going to drop the joint just because niggas are popping now. And then people dropped it. And then it popped.
So it
then
leaked, I was like, it leaked, you
say? It yeah. All right. It wasn't really a leak.
Data file host or what?
You know what I'm saying? But it came out. So then I put it out on Datafile Host after hearing how people responded to it.
Yeah.
And it was crazy, man. It's the only song I have that's been downloaded more than 100,000 times. And that was in the first 3 weeks.
Jesus.
And then it blew. Like, back then, like, Ispoy was on doing those numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Ghost.
Wait. That went right over me. I'm not even gonna lie.
I hit you with the subtitle. So, you know, it came out and then it popped, and I remember I had this brand lined up, you know, Ready Valley, to sponsor the vid.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, were you gonna ask? No, let me not go into things
which
you
brand?
Didn't ask.
No. Go on.
Yeah, the video didn't happen anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck it. I still fucking love this song, so I'm just gonna pull it out the fucking, you know, out the woodwork and just fucking play the joint. This is my Raza featuring Kid X and Mugs.
Still some of my favorite rappers.
Let's get it. That's where you
belong. Cut! It's a wrap! Yeah, take the scripts and go! It's a wrap!
on CliffCentral.com.
So that was Maraza with Ama Movie featuring Kid X and Muggs. You just told us an interesting story about the video. You want to go into that?
Yeah, man. The video had a great concept.
Yeah.
It was going to be a behind the scenes of a movie being shot.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have the stars there, magazine, the stars X there, and fans popping up. But we ended up not being able to shoot the video.
Why not?
Because we couldn't shoot the video.
No, say it, dog.
We couldn't. It was probably sounding like an ANC member.
Like, no, we couldn't.
We were unable. Let me choose a different thing.
All right, cool. So tell us about the current EP right now, right? Yeah. The AM EP.
Yeah, bro.
Why that name?
AM because I'm slept on, and AM is the morning hours. Vulgar.
Okay. Oh, swag.
Okay, so now you're waking everyone up.
Yeah, it's literally that straightforward, you know. You know, people have been saying to me, people are sleeping on you for a long time. You know, Scoop always tells me that. Shout out to Scoop. And, you know, I dropped the EP called AM, Morning Hours. It's got a track, the intro is called Vulgar.
Yeah.
And then various tracks out of that. We've got Kesaru, I've got Ketang, we're featuring A1 Wolf, who we are still going to drop the video for that. Don't even worry. And then there's Jumpstart with Jay, IT, and Monday Blues. Then there is Kesaru, then there is Merchandise, then there is Guan, and then there's another joint.
Damn,
though.
So now, interesting thing I heard about this EP is apparently it's part of a trilogy.
Yes.
So you've already put out the first one.
Yes.
The next one is coming out next month.
Nope. Wait. My album is coming out in October.
Okay, but now you've skipped my question and you've jumped now. Because I heard there was two more EPs coming before the album.
Yes.
So the EPs are no longer coming.
So the EPs are coming, just not before the album. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
So we had this grandiose plan that, you know, Maraz has been away for so long. It's been so difficult for me to crack it in.
Yeah.
And so we had a 3-EP plan that we're going to roll out 3 EPs. The first one is called AM.
Yeah.
Which is waking up people to the amazing bar mitzvahic bars.
Bar mitzvahic. What are you, a bumming ass Jew or something?
Hey, I got GoPros. So
you bowling ass nigga.
So, you know, there was going to be AM, the morning hours, and then there was going to be FM, which would showcase my ability to make radio joints.
Okay.
You know, the
singles.
Hooks. Yeah, radio singles. That radio the hooks. The jig. And then there was going to be PM, which would be the somber, alone at night, thinking about your future joints.
Okay.
Which is pretty much my entire rap career until 3 weeks ago. But then, you know, we thought it was going to be that difficult to kickstart the brand again.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Guan, from the first EP, is literally 2 weeks away from being the biggest song in the country. So we decided, you know what? Let's let this song ride out.
Yeah.
Let's let this song have its time. Because most of my music has never really had its time. And now I've got a bigger audience than ever.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, I've never been called to Cliff Central this quickly. Like, Cliff Central has always hit me up when the hype died 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Almost like a charitable.
Yeah.
Like,
come on, you know, it's the capital. Yeah. It's the capital rapper. Right now, we stay hot.
Right now,
stay
it's the cap, you know. I mean, I thought you were from Durban.
I just want to know how you got into rap. I mean, I ask everyone this, but
because
I like to hear everyone's story.
Yes.
And, you know, because some people's story is like, really, nigga?
I mean, like, I was raped by all of my pets, and Solace was in the... No, it's not that deep. So my dad died, right, in 93, and growing up, it was just myself and my sister and my mom. And most of the time, my mom would be up and down between Jersey and Durban trying to find work, you know? Which would either mean I'm either with my sister or I'm with my mom. And the older I grew, it would mean I'm with other people, maybe friends. The one thing that was always constant in my life, the one thing I could always rely on was a pen and a pen. So I got into writing. You know, started off as doing like, you know, journal logs. I remember I used to watch, whenever I get a chance of watching TV, there was a teen series and I couldn't understand most of the English, but I could understand Dear Diary. So I started writing stuff, and I started writing poems. And then in 2002, I was living with my stepdad, and he was always at work. This is in Jersey now.
Yeah.
First of all, I've changed schools 10 times. I've never stayed in one school for more than 2.5 years. I've always moved around from place to place. So you're talking Richards Bay, Mpangeni, Durban, Stanger, Johannesburg, Soweto, up and down. So the one constant was my pen and paper. So I used to always write stuff. And then in 2002, I remember clearly, I heard Zola, Ghetto Scandalous.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this nigga and his diary have a more gangster relationship than me and mine. Me and my diary talk about soft shit.
Yeah.
And his diary is just like, so I started trying to write the raps. But really a turning point was in 2005, I moved back to Johannesburg in the middle of June. I left school. I was RCL president. You know, things fell apart without me, naturally. And yes. I came here, you know, as it happened. I came here and I started doing grade 11 here. And I was working at a restaurant doing grade 11 and performing at the Windebro Theater, which is where I met my manager for the first time, Debogo. So I was doing those jobs to get myself through school and pay rent. And then I met a guy called Desmond Nkun, and he's the guy who started a group called Just That with me.
Oh, is that the group with the fourth guy?
No, this is the group with the second guy, and the second guy, his name is Desmond Nkun. Yeah, I mentioned him. It was Maraza and Deza.
Yeah.
That's like 3 or 4 years before Forefront. And I mean, we had one of the biggest songs at the time, just before Tear Gas came out. We had a song called Bengazi. If someone out there is over 30 and they were in high school at that time, they have that song. it was for underachievers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was great. It was, and then he taught me 16 bars. He taught me how to count bars.
Yeah.
He taught me what a metaphor is. He taught me that a punchline is not just ngimnyama njenge coke. That is not a punchline. Njenge similes are not the only punchlines you can put in a joint. You know, then Pro Kid came out and he said, I can't even finish a verse without a punchline. And now you got like rappers putting some punchline in every 2 bars. Anyway, Deza taught me how to rap.
Shots. So he gave you the science.
Yeah, basically. He gave me the science of it.
Yeah.
Deza is one of the greatest writers our country has ever had. Unfortunately, he's one of the ones they've never heard.
Yeah.
And he taught me, you know, and I took my poetry and I moved it into his formula. And I grew from there ever since. So, and he introduced me using your can I bus? I couldn't decide between saying cannabis or can I bus? That's why it sounded like that.
Yeah.
Cannabis and cannibal ox.
Yeah.
You know, DJ High Tech and Quali. I came up with real
old
shit.
School. You just such bus.
You know what I mean? Pharaoh Munch, Immortal Tech.
Woo, Pharaoh.
You know what I mean?
All right.
And he tried to put me on Jigga and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Come on. Don't ever play Jigga. Don't ever play Jigga. All right, my G, we're running out of time, right? But I just need to really get this out there real quick. So the new single, Guan, I just get this feeling that you're really just getting warmed up with the joint, you know?
Amen.
I see,
you
like,
know me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I see the PR, like, you're pushing the shit out of it. I see the merch. I see, like, you're actually actively working hard to grow this song.
Yeah,
what is the plan for the joint, man?
Yo, man, all I can say now,
yeah.
I mean, we've reached a stage now where things gotta be top secret because too many eyes watching.
Okay.
But the joint is a single off the EP, and it's also a single off my upcoming album called AM. What I recently did was I went around the country and I recorded in various cities. I have a mobile studio that I took with me.
Yeah.
And whatever's left of my GoPros, and we went there and we shot and we recorded music in different parts of the country. I'm absorbing South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm coming at you with some of the best bars you've heard, some of the most well-written songs you've heard, some of the greatest concepts, something that's been missing for a while, the best vids. I've been doing that. Please don't play me. And now the most South African sounding album in terms of hip-hop you've heard in a while. And I have to blow my own horn because it hasn't been making any noises for a while because no one bothers to blow it, even though...
That's Maraza's horn.
What? Real quick, cool. The language in the hook is called the Sfanagalo. Yeah. You want me to rap? Yeah.
Just drop a little something, and then we're going to play out with the joint.
Yeah. I try to tell him I'm the boss. Now this unemployed niggas trying to get inside my circle. It's Dionysus with the gods, ho. You see the boy got kicks like I'm cribbing in a dojo. And we won't stop until we short call ass. tell him with the shit if they ain't sure, call us. I'm the Prince Bill, yes, make the king eat dust. Let me in the game, I got the controller. Now I'm up here, move faster in the place now. Move faster, Schumacher when I race clowns. See, it's my time, G-Shock on my wrist. Got your mommy trying to kiss, but I love her from the waist down. Hey, I leave a hater lying face down. Mommy Bender, piggyback on the cake now. Haters try beef, cause everything is at stake now. The calendar, mommies want me on dates now. The swag dripping on the concrete. See, I've been winning for a minute, now I'm sitting on a long streak. Minis and Jazami don't speak. They just get in and they finish, leave a nigga with a long beak. Gunja Mane, I'm a strong chief. Chief, unga papi, some beef. Please, you don't really want beef. Cause one mistake, then you get a big steak. You might have to eat it with a forklift. Emanje pela singa kosho san. Yimumpeta unga kosho san. Ngibela indlebeni, ngidlela empeteni. Wakhe intombi yakho, chase it up. For the Gloria Bossman and Peli Gloria Costan. You should pay me mangzo span. Maunatoria Zozwan. Because I'm gunning for the riches and I'm quick to leave a fella and I'm a stitches. Believe this.
Jeez.
It's
true. Yeah.
Heat. Boy, heat.
I know
heat,
that was proper heat. Like, and you know the thing is that after
wrap it up real quick, we have like
after what he told us about the science of the stick, like I heard exactly I heard that formula and I was like, he did exactly what he said his formula is.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say in closing, Monty?
Yo, that was heat. Yo, that's what I got.
Thanks,
crazy. Anything you want to say in closing?
Best interview thus far. All
right, thank you so much.
Definitely,
man. And in closing, Kwan, it's out for free downloads. Don't front on me. The song's hot. Biggest joint in the country. Come on. Let's let real talent in. Come on. The doors could be open way wider.
And what did you want to say before we play the joint?
Bitches!
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.